Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com if you do. God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Brace yourself. DraftKings.com is delivering a haymaker to the world of fantasy sports. Introducing Daily Fantasy MMA at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is America's favorite daily fantasy sports site where you can win enormous cash prizes every time you play. It's easy. Just pick five fighters, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to a serious payday. Score points for significant strikes, advances, takedowns, reversals, and sweeps and knockdowns. Gain bonus points based on which round your fighters end their bouts. These are the biggest fantasy daily sports for contests for mixed martial arts ever, and they're only at DraftKings. Don't miss out. DraftKings.com awarded over $300 million last year. How much will you win? Hurry to DraftKings.com and use the promo code KFC to play daily fantasy MMA this weekend during UFC Fight Night. You could win your slice of $1 billion in prizes being awarded this year. Enter KFC to play for free now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. The Three Musketeers ride again. I feel like it's been a little while since all three of us did it. Is it 1, 2 weeks? I'm not even sure, really, to be honest.
I think at least two.
So we're back. The usual holy trinity of fat, annoying assholes is back.
I'm looking right now in my little mini mirror thing. Not a good look.
I've been eating well for the last 3 days.
No, look at me. Look at Dan, fucking show off over here. Dude, it's February.
Three days. Since Monday. No,
I wasn't including you, Dan. This was a John situation with John. Is not where John wants to be right now.
Well, how could you be, dude? You're in the middle of a fucking blizzard. You're a blogger by trade. That's not a recipe for health. That's the deck is stacked against
you. But I'm not even trying. Like my pubic facial hair is like here.
That's got to be what, like a month grown out for you?
No, it's just a couple of days. But like the couple of days is bad. It's
now, John. I have a question for you because you said you haven't left the house in 3 weeks, and I think
I have. I haven't like.
No. I was gonna say. I think we can all agree there's like different levels. Like I went outside today to go to Starbucks, but that's not really leaving the house because you're just in and out. So, are you like going like to the coffee shop and are you changing? Because I go in sweatpants.
Last night I don't drink coffee, so I don't go to a coffee shop, but last night I did go to Whole Foods. And Whole Foods is almost like going to the club. Like, I do shower and put on real clothes before I go to Whole Foods because everyone there is a prissy little fuck, and I don't want them to judge me. So I did go to Whole Foods last night, and I did shower and put on real clothes. But aside from that, I did go to the Bruins Saturday night, but aside from those two things, like, I've gone out to get dipped, and that's about it. Since you guys left for Phoenix, that was like since before the week before the Super Bowl was like the last time I like really was like out of the house.
I mean, that's when the snow started. That was the big blizzard, and it's now you've got snow like started, 5 feet.
And when they were in Arizona, I was terrified to leave my computer just cause, like, in case anything happened, right. I didn't want Dave to yell at me. But yeah, and snow. And it's just I've drowned. I've like fallen. I've just accepted it. I'm like, this is my life now. This is what I know. This apartment and nothing else really. And I'm okay with it. I guess it's fine. It is what it is at this point. I've gotten gross in my body. No. I was doing all right. Like we were working out when we were in the office together, and. I've just gotten – it's been, like I said, 2.5, 3 weeks where I haven't – I'm not eating, like, total shit, but I'm just, like, eating a half a meal a day. And it's, like – I got out of the shower last night, and it was, like, everything was just gross. It's not even fat, just gross.
Like, soft.
Everything's flabby. Soft. Yeah, it's just
– And everything's pale. You know, it's so much better when you're tan. When you're fat and pale, it's just the double whammy.
And, like, we finally booked, like, my Newport and Fugawi house for the summer. So I got that, like, hanging over my head. Like, I get out of the shower and it's just, like, a fucking hang. Like, it looks like my fucking tit's been breastfeeding. It's just, like, and
That's good though. You need motivation. That'll rile you up to.
I'm just doing steroids. I've like decided that 100%.
Why we all don't do HGH is beyond me. It doesn't even sound like there's bad side effects.
It's the same thing that we talked about in the rundown today. Like I have done in college. I did like some kind of cream something or other. You have to actually lift. I would just do it and then sit around.
I did in college. I forget what it's called now, but it was Primobolan? It's the step. It's what's that?
Primobolan?
No. It was a pill. It's the steroid they give AIDS patients.
Jesus!
Mine was a cream. I got swept up big time in the Barry Bonds stuff. When he started hitting home runs, I remember it vividly. I think I was like a sophomore in college. He was hitting just mammoth bombs, and I was like, I'm getting some of this shit. Like, they were like, oh, it's the cream or the clear. You don't even need needles. Fucking Googled it, bought it on eBay. It was from Canada. It did nothing because I didn't do anything, but I got swept up in the steroid era big time.
I was working out at, like, this meathead gym when I did it, and I walked into, like, I, like, knew the manager, and, like, it was, like, a private gym. I just walked into the manager's office one day, and he was bent over with his pants down sticking a needle in his ass, and I was like, where can I get some of that?
He goes, start off
with this. And he gave me, it began with an A. I forget what it's called. And looking back on it,
was it Andro?
No. It wasn't like an athlete steroid. It was like a medical steroid. Looking back on it, I'm pretty sure it was a placebo. Like, he just gave me sugar. He just sold me sugar pills for like $200.
All right, let's dive into the voicemails. We got a whole good batch of them. Good job by the Stoolies calling in. Started up with Fat Girls.
I got a hypothetical for you that a buddy asked me the other day. You have to have sex with two girls, combined weight, 450 pounds. What are you going with? One really small and the other larger, or hitting it kind of in the middle? Where are you guys at on that?
You gotta fuck two girls, combined 450 pounds. Obviously, there's two ways to go here. You fuck two marginally fat girls, or you fuck a really, you know, really fat one and a hot one. All gotta add up to 450. I can't imagine anybody goes two fatzos, but I don't know. You guys have proven.
No, because your key word, which you just used, which was a lie, was two marginally fat girls. If you're just splitting 450, yeah, those are two fat girls.
Yeah, you're very.
Those are two fat girls.
Dude, yeah, I had to take out a calculator, by the way, because I want to, like, that's the sad part of this question.
I mean,
I think it's just anything over 200 is very fat.
Right. Anything even pushing 200 is going to be terrible. So you might as well fuck a three. You might as well fuck a 340 and a 110.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Right. The real thing would be to kind of dial it down a few pounds, where it's like, would you fuck a couple chicks who are like 150 pounds?
Yes. I think it was 150. I think I'd go 250.
Yeah, 150 is not that, but it depends on their height, too. 150, like, on a girl that's like 5'10", 5'11", could be not awful.
So you would, so if it was 300 pounds, you would go 150 and 150 as opposed to like 200 and 100.
Correct. For sure.
I still think I might ultimately always choose a really hot chick, and then.
Well,
fuck,
but you're not the hotness wasn't talked about. This is just weight.
Yeah, true. I'm just automatically assuming if you're skinny, you're pretty.
I think you can be a hot 150. Like Dan said, like if you're a taller like model chick. With just like, if you're like the size of a model, but like just kind of built like a swimsuit girl, a Victoria's Secret girl, like you can fucking fill out like 5'10, 5'11 easy.
Kind of like that, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit chick, the plus size girl.
What's the reverse for guys? It'd be like, for if girls were gonna fuck two guys, it'd have to be like 650.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always different for guys though, because like, you know, if two girls were to fuck you and Feitelberg, that would add up to some serious man meat. But it's not like either of them would be fucking like a fat, disgusting slob. I mean, don't get me wrong, you guys are gross, but you're not like an atrociously offensive fat person.
I think that's why it would have to be. that's why we have to be up in like 600, because even me and Dan, like, we're probably combined only what?
545?
We're probably combined not much more than 450.
No, yeah, we're not. I mean, I was, when I started my clean life on Monday, I weighed in Sunday night, it was 240. I mean, it was.
Yeah, I'm like 210, 215. So the combined, so like, you're making, you're reaching that weight.
And
the pro question.
Yeah.
All right, so ultimately, most guys are all going to pick a real fatso and a skinny chick. If you're talking 400 plus pounds, you drop it down to like 300. Now you got it. Now you got an argument.
I just thought, like, you know, like how, just what a girl of that size, what she must look like down below.
Oh,
rub it and fuck it. It's like crevices of meat that are just constantly rubbing together and getting rashes.
You know, yeah, you know, there's like lumps on there and growths and all that kind of shit. We don't.
Next question.
Yeah,
I'm gonna puke.
Let's talk about bagging deaf girls.
What's up, guys? It's Hambone. Quick question. So I fucked a deaf girl like 2 years ago, and I still get shit from it from my friends. She wasn't, like, ugly. She wasn't blind, but she was, like, deaf. She could talk a little bit, but definitely deaf. So my question is that fucked up? Viva.
Is it fucked up to bang a deaf girl? I love that he throws, like, a disclaimer in there. Like, she wasn't blind. She was deaf. Like, yeah, dude, we know those are two different things. Hambone. I'm judging by the faces. Everyone, no one's going to say it's fucked up.
No.
But there is, you have to admit, you have to admit that there is a little bit of a stigma attached to fucking a girl who doesn't have all of her senses.
I don't know if it's a stigma.
Well, put it this way, you're going to get, it's going to be a story. Guys are going to bust your balls. It's going to be, it's not just going to be another hookup, a random average hookup.
I would say that's exactly right, though. It's not, it's just not average. That's all it is. It's like if you had sex with a black chick, your first black chick, or someone else, you know what I mean? It's just not average, so it's a story.
Deaf girls and black girls. It's the same thing.
Same exact thing.
Have you ever seen, this was back in the day, this was like back in high school, you ever see the E-Bombs World video of the deaf chick getting fucked?
No. Is it real?
I don't fucking know. I mean, it was a high school video. It was weird. It was definitely weird because I don't know how – I'm assuming this guy means like when someone says they're legally blind but they can still see. Like, I'm guessing she could probably hear. I don't think he just like kidnapped the deaf girl. Like, you got to spit game to her somehow to get her to come home.
Well, there are variations of deaf for sure. But I think ultimately when you – even if you're a little bit deaf, you end up being one of those guys that's like –
well, you know, that's
where you're talking, where like your tongue is too big for your mouth.
That's what this video was. Like, yeah. The chick didn't know how to like moan during sex, but she knew what she was. She knew she was supposed to. So it was just like,
this is what I'm talking about. This is why it's kind of.
It was like whale noises. It was like Chewbacca.
John's bringing fucking deaf girl porn videos and like 400-pound grundles to the table today.
Coming in hot today.
I just ate lunch.
I mean, like I said, I don't think anybody's going to say no to it. I do just think you have to be prepared to forever be known as the guy that fucked a deaf girl. And if you're a deaf girl, you've got to know that, like, getting fucked is, you know, people are going to, like, laugh at you and it's probably weird. And there's going to be some feeling of, like, you tricked that girl into having sex with you because she can't talk. That's my first thought.
It's not even trick. It's that you have to be like Hambone and be like, I fucked a deaf girl, but she wasn't blind. Like, you have to throw all this.
Yeah, right. She wasn't retarded. She just couldn't hear.
Yeah, right.
And she wasn't bad looking either. I mean, all in all, this seems like a pretty good get.
It shouldn't be a big deal. It should just be like, oh, I had sex with a deaf girl, but clearly Hambone, like, we laughed at him when he first said it, but qualifiers are necessary, and that's really what it comes out to.
Yeah, I just
didn't one of your buddies like fuck a chick with one leg and then like he realized it in the morning or something like that?
One of my buddies?
Yeah, wasn't that Jersey Shore? Like, he like came home and like the next morning realized like, oh shit, one of this chick's legs are fake.
That's actually cool.
It's ringing a bell. I don't know if that was a personal story or just something on the blog at some point.
But you thought, was one of my friends fucked a one-legged girl?
I thought you told me that when we were on the Jersey Shore a couple years ago. Maybe it was someone else I was with.
Yes, yes, yes. There is a story. I'm hazy on the details. I'll get it from my buddy Vinny. We'll find out. Next week I'll tell that story. But yes, one of my friends, or an extended friend.
It's like the same kind of thing. Like, you brought home a girl who had some flaws. Who's the last one who brought home a perfect girl?
So just to be clear, to wrap this question up, we're putting deaf girls, one-legged girls, and black chicks all on that same level.
Whoa! Black girls.
That was Dan. That was Dan's contribution.
I threw it in the pile.
No, I missed Dan get racist on us.
No, I wasn't racist. I said it was not. We're white. We're the most, like, fucking white bread dudes in the world. So, like, fucking a black chick is not totally in the normal for our lives and our friends' lives. So
I agree that it's not in the normal. The way Kevin put it was not in the same way as saying that. That makes more sense. Yeah, you would. If I were to see the black girl, I would say I slept with a black girl.
I may have paraphrased.
He tried to hang me, which I don't think there's another word for that, but he tried to hang me.
Yeah, I took some liberties there as the host, whatever. Some Valentine's Day talk.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Ryan from Boston. Just had a question for you. Because my birthday falls on Valentine's Day. That's right, every fucking year. Valentine's Day. Just curious your thoughts on, is it the worst or best day to have your birthday on? You know, single, use it as a pickup line. You got a girlfriend, you gotta fucking buy her shit on your own birthday. Just let me know what you guys think. So far, it's been hit or miss. You got a girlfriend, sucks. Single, it hasn't worked out so far, but let me know what you think.
Valentine's Day, birthday. You know, Valentine's Day is pretty much the most made up inconvenient day of all time. Is that what you're a big Valentine's Day guy, Dan?
No, I was gonna say, I don't know how anyone could ever spin this as being a positive.
I think the single aspect is huge, because I do think
it's just your birthday. No one's ever cared. No one cares if it's your birthday ever.
No, that's it. Easy in for a conversation. That's it.
But you can't have like a real birthday party with your friends ever.
What's up?
You can't like go out like if this year Valentine's Day is on a Saturday. You can't be like, oh, let's all fucking go get drunk at the bar.
Yeah, but I think I'm over birthdays in general at this point.
Yeah,
I don't even do birthdays. I don't want to do yours. I don't want to do mine. So I don't fucking care. I think if you go out on Valentine's Day and you're single and it's your birthday, you're striking up a conversation with that line 100 times.
You're going to be the fucking guy who taps a girl on the shoulder and says, hey, it's my birthday?
No, you don't have to be a creep about it, but it's an obvious in. It's just an easy, like, icebreaker.
All right. That, I can buy
if,
that.
If you're the guy who brings up it's your fucking birthday as an icebreaker, you're an asshole.
That's true.
No, it's Valentine's Day,
and it's your
birthday,
and you have a bunch of desperate girls at the bar, and it's like an easy little conversation piece. It's a benefit. It's absolutely a benefit.
If some girl comes up to me and says it's her birthday, I'm already like, I don't fucking care. And I think it's way worse for a guy to do it. For a guy to tap her, to just be like, hey, by the way, it's my birthday.
Obviously, you don't be a dick about it. But if you're going to be hitting on chicks at the bar who are single on Valentine's Day and it's your birthday, it's an instant combo.
Either way, this guy is fucked the minute he gets a girlfriend. Because then it's birthday. And I agree with you, Kevin. Birthdays don't really matter once you start to get older. But it would... You don't want your birthday to be a big deal. You just want to be kind of left alone. If you have to do something for someone else on your own fucking birthday, that's a raw deal.
Agreed. I think the only way you can spin it is like, my birthday present each year is that I don't have to do a fucking goddamn thing for you on Valentine's Day.
But then she's going to resent you so bad.
Yeah, there's no way that agreement would ever fly.
That's such a fucking classic girl thing to be like, I don't care about Valentine's Day this year.
Or if you agree to like not exchange gifts for some reason. Like, we're not going to do Christmas gifts because we're going to save up for a trip or something. And then Christmas comes around and you don't actually have a gift to give to her, you're fucked. Those things are not real. Those agreements are complete horseshit.
That's actually great advice for all the young stoolies out there, because, Kevin, I've made that mistake before. Mm-hmm. You can't, if it's a birthday, if it's Christmas, if it's Valentine's Day, no matter what is said, no matter what kind of deal is made, You have to come to the table with something. If you don't, you're dead meat.
Doesn't have to be a full-scale gift that it ordinarily would be, but something to open up, something to look at.
It's just something to make it known that today is not like every other day.
Right.
That's all it is.
And this day and age, it's all about Instagram and social media. You give her anything that she can take a picture of and put up there so that her friends see it, you're good. It just can't be nothing. That's the main thing to avoid. You can't give nothing.
Oh, as far Kevin, as, you know what?
What?
Valentine's Day is actually my half birthday. So should I go tell girls that at the bar? Because celebrating your half birthday is just as fucking hard as telling everyone it's your birthday.
Dude, you're acting like I would walk in the bar and be like, "Hi everybody, it's my birthday on Valentine's Day."
You keep talking about keep saying icebreaker. And that's an in. You have to announce it if it's an icebreaker or an in.
Don't.
You have to be like, "It's my birthday."
Listen, you're just coming up with this scenario in the manner that I would be talking to a chick at the bar on Valentine's Day. I'm saying if you're talking to a girl at the bar on Valentine's Day and it's your birthday and it's quirky to have a birthday on Valentine's Day and everyone's single and looking to fuck, you're gonna chat with her about that.
All right, let's role play. Go ahead, hit on me, Kev.
Jesus Christ! The last thing I would ever want to do, Feidelberg, is pretend to pick you up, bro.
I'll do it. Okay, it's so easy. Oh, today's Valentine's Day? Oh, it's my birthday. What's a Valentine's guy name? What is he?
Cupid.
I don't know. Claire, he left the bar because that was a shitty fucking pickup line.
That's no Cupid's name.
Yeah, because you
Cupid made you.
I love you. That was an F minus.
Well, I was a dude, okay? I've never picked up a dude before. I was getting nervous. You're
stumbling over your words.
I haven't seen the lines.
I mean, it was the whole thing. It was your birthday. Oh, today's Valentine. You asked like it's a question. Oh, today's Valentine. You know what fucking day it is? The bar is dressed in hearts.
Yeah, Cupid made.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. It just happens to be my birthday.
Fights. You're just all upset. You don't have anyone special to share Valentine's Day with. I see it.
That's what
actually.
It is.
By the way, in general, as we're talking about any sort of trying to pick up chicks on Valentine's Day, the notion that, like, all the single girls are out and it's a good night to go party if you're single and shit, it's not. It's stupid. That idea, I can't tell you how many times I've had bars come to me and be like, "You want to throw a party on Valentine's Day with Barstool for, like, you know, 50 Shades of Single, blah, 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 blah." None of that works because it's the middle of February. It's cold. It's boring. Nobody wants to go out anyway. And the only reason you are going out is if you have to.
I always thought that, too. That the idea that, like, all these sad girls are at the bar drinking away their sorrows is such a stupid fucking idea.
Just ready to fuck you. Just like, I'll blow anybody. Like,
they're all so depressed, and they're just waiting for someone to pick them up.
Also, I haven't been single for a while, but if you are going out on Valentine's Day, it's like a minefield with crazy girls who want to get a boyfriend on Valentine's Day and then be like, "We met on Valentine's Day." That's like the psychoest thing ever. Just fucking sit at home and watch the NBA dunk contest.
You know why? Because they would like that little story about how you met on Valentine's Day. The same way they would like the story about it if it was your birthday, John. Same thing.
No. You're wrong.
Let's see. Hibernate.
Yo, what's up, you cunts? Quick question for you. If you have to pick 2 months of the year to hibernate, and the rest of the time you can be a more highly functional human being, what 2 months would that be? They could be separated. I would do February for one, and then probably September for the other one. Let me know.
Yeah, I mean, horrible choice there. So the question is, hibernate for 2 months of the year, and then the other 10 months, you're kind of functioning at a higher level because you were resting. I mean, that sounds great to me, by the way. I wish we could do it. February, I think everyone's in agreement.
Yep.
Although, like, John, I don't know, you would have missed the Super Bowl if it was February 1.
Yeah, I don't know. And yes, for 3 weeks of February, it's perfect, but you're just going to skip the Super Bowl every year?
Is it always? It's always February now.
It's always in February. Yeah.
It is always in February, but
I mean, for me, sign me up. That's not going to even factor into my discussion. Pats fans, it might be an issue for you.
You just can't. First of all, September's the worst month to pick. Like, college football starts, NFL starts, baseball's going. It's still nice out,
but it's turning.
It's like that crisp
fall
in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still light out late. Like, that's the worst month to pick.
It's not the worst, but it's certainly
it's bad.
I think I'm going February, and I think I'll do August.
Oh, that's also
no. August for me, it's like the dog days of summer. Baseball's on. There's no holidays. It's hot as shit. And you've already like done enough summer shit in July and June and July. And you can
there is a holiday, Kev. My birthday.
Oh, nobody gives a fuck about what your birthday is. August doesn't do anything for me except give me sweaty nuts for another month.
What about April? I think April's my other pick. You just missed the Masters.
April does stink. April has the Final Four and Championship.
I mean, the Final Four is good, but the
opening... I'm not giving up any piece of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, my God. The best part of the NCAA tournament is the first weekend. The Final Four is three games. Who cares?
Yeah, I'd give up Final Four for sure. I like the April pick.
And you don't miss any... I mean, you miss, like, maybe the very, very beginning of NHL and NBA playoffs, but you're back for the rest of it.
It's not a bad pick, but I would rather give up a boring, hot summer month than give up
that's
any points.
That's such a weird answer.
Well, August is when you go all in. Like, that's when, like, you can feel summer going away.
Summer is all about July. You have to make July count. By August, by the end of August, I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm done with the beach. I don't want to do it anymore. It's just hot and boring.
You called Dave a dumpy blogger the other day. That's a dumpy blogger answer.
No way.
Yes, it is.
Summer is all about June and July. What's good in August?
It's still summer.
It's hot as fuck. You've already done all you're going to do for
summer. It's not even that warm in June. June's the start.
June's perfect. It's not that hot. August is when it's like 95 and there's nothing to do. And you just sit and you get sandy and sunburned for another month.
No, I'm not giving up. You have three summer months. I'm not giving up any goddamn summer. That's
totally agree. Totally.
I'm going to talk to you guys in August when it's like 98 and you're like, fuck this. And be like, we could be high rating and be a higher functioning
Newport
human.
Like this.
I'll be a lot happier than I am right now or I am in April.
Yeah, you want to see outside?
April is pretty boring.
All that snow?
Yeah, right? Well, that's why we're all giving up February. That's a definite. March has too much fun, too much good shit in it. April is pretty boring.
You know what's a sneaky pick? December.
I like Christmas too much.
Jewish answer, Dan.
Yeah. Christmas.
December is the April. I'm Christmas. Absolutely going with April. I'm just trying to think of other. It's all about sports for me. It's just what do I? I don't want to miss any playoffs.
So
what
are you enjoying with August? More Cubs baseball?
Because it's fucking warm out. I don't care. I like the three summer months.
You just said it was all about sports. What is it about?
Outside of summer.
Thank you, John. It's all about sports.
I could definitely do without watching like the 20 games of Mets baseball that basically are the death knell every year for my team while I get sticky nuts on my legs.
In the death knell for the Mets comes long before August, bud.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like that, the August is fun for Cubs fans because it's like you don't even have to like really watch; you just drink.
When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car that you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
What's up, guys? John out of Providence. Just had a little story to tell you guys. Last weekend, karaoke bar. Everyone's having a good time. Couple power ballads go through.
This is ridiculous, by the way. This is one of the more absurd stories I've ever heard, just to preface it.
Also, some schmuck gets up there. They requested a song without any words to it. He spent 4 minutes slow dancing with his girlfriend, making everybody watch. My question is, does this guy deserve to die? I mean, karaoke etiquette? And what's your go-to karaoke song? Thanks, boys.
Guy at the karaoke bar puts on a song with no words and just slow dances on stage with his girl for all 4 minutes, making the entire bar watch. it's such a dickhead move, I almost have to like it and respect it.
That's awesome. I love that move.
It really is. It's such an absurd asshole move that...
You know what's a sneaky great karaoke move that I'll... it's a secret that... Well, it's not a secret, but I'll let it out there. Doing Tequila, the song that has no words... And you just get everyone, because you just dance, you get up there, you dance, and then tequila, and the whole fucking place erupts. It's awesome.
Yeah, see, that's a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
I would rather someone give me that memory of being like, remember the time we were at the bar and that asshole just slow danced, than getting up there and giving like a D-minus performance. I'd rather you just be a total ridiculous asshole than a subpar karaoke.
Totally agree. Totally agree. That's a memorable... like moment.
Right.
It's so much better than, you know, the group of five chicks that came straight from their accounting office and like giggle and sing the Spice Girls and they all suck and no one wants to sing into the microphone.
Right, right.
So
the thing is 4 minutes. I mean, it's a long time if you're just sitting up there slow dancing with a whole bar watching you. By like minute two, everyone would be like, what the
courage.
Fuck is going on here?
That takes more courage than any
than
fucking
anything.
Song.
Yeah. I hope they kept a straight face. I hope they just enjoyed it. Like, this is what I paid. I paid for this time. This is how I'm going to enjoy it. It's a dickhead move. And I'm sure at the moment, it's killing the vibe and everything. But looking back on it, it's a great memory to the point that you got to just tip your cap.
Oh, you didn't say your song.
What's up?
You didn't say your song.
I didn't say my song?
He asked, and he goes, also, what's your karaoke song?
I don't do karaoke. I'm the guy who would do that D-minus performance, so I don't even fuck with it.
Dan, I think we've been over yours. What's yours?
I do the tequila thing. I do any kind of Jimmy Buffett, and then Sister Christian is actually my go-to. You know, what's the name of the, is the name of the
you
song?
You do it, you're a big karaoke though, right? I've never done karaoke.
I love karaoke.
Never Night done Ranger. Out of like fear, or you just haven't done it, or what?
I can't really remember being at like a karaoke bar. I mean, I'm sure I've been at one, but I've never really been at one where like it was the thing.
Mm-hmm. So the problem is for me, there's a karaoke bar that's. I used to live in Wrigleyville. There's a karaoke bar in Wrigleyville that was like next door to my house, and then whenever I go to a Cubs game and walking home, I walk by it. So it's like. You know,
stop it for all time's sake.
If you bring your ticket, you get like free wings. So, kind of.
So how can you walk by it?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
South Buffalo, kind of a Mount Rushmore question here. All right, if you had to pick the hottest girl of the '80s, hottest '90s girl, hottest girl of the 2000s, and hottest girl of the first like 5 years of 2010s. Want to know? The girl has to be pretty much confined to their own decade. All right, thanks.
Mount Rushmore of chicks, each chick in a different decade: '80s, '90s, 2000s, and now 2010s.
Jesus, that's tough.
'80s.
'80s.
I don't think we can do the '80s.
Yeah, I mean,
John wasn't even born in the '80s.
'80s, yeah, '80s is tough. I mean, like, I know, like, Elizabeth Shue used to be, like, the hot Hollywood actress that everybody wanted to fuck.
How old does this fucking person think we are?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm, all right, well, let's go '90s then.
'90s is, it basically comes down to, well, wait, did you say Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, four chicks, '80s, '90s, 2000s.
So '90s would be Pam Anderson.
Agreed.
Kelly Kapowski.
No. Well, yeah. It's like '90s. Would you pick Pam or Kelly?
Oh,
so it's one chick on the Mount Rushmore for each decade. Yeah. See, because my first thought was Pam Anderson for the '90s, just because of like she just represented the '90s. But personally for me, it would be Kelly Kapowski. But I think if we're making a monument, it's got to be Pam Anderson.
And Aunt Becky and Britney Spears also have their hand. Britney Spears has their hand in this.
Britney Spears is 2000.
Yeah,
no.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
No, she was like Oops, I Did It Again was like elementary school.
Bro,
she
came out in 99.
2000s for you.
Hit Me Baby One More Time is 99. So her career was 2000s.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I had her as a 90s girl. like late 90s, I thought, when she hit her stride.
No, I think she was hitting her peak, like Toxic.
Oops, I Did It Again was 2000.
Yeah, and when she was like doing the nude body thing and the Toxic with the snake.
Toxic was definitely when I was in high school. So that was definitely 2000. But I thought the other stuff, I could have sworn, man, that Hit Me Baby One More Time was like I was in elementary school.
Well, you might have been because I think you were in elementary school like 2007. Let me see. Hit Me.
She was on the Rolling Stones April of 1999. So, and I remember that very vividly. You can't, that's too late in, like, that's.
Yeah, okay. No, I thought she was more of a mid-2000s, so okay.
'90s comes down to basically Pam Anderson, Kelly Kapowski, Aunt Becky's in there, Jenny McCarthy's in there.
You can't Carmen put Aunt Becky in there. I love her.
No, we're just throwing, you know, we're throwing the names out. There's got to be, you know, Carmen Electra's in there. Who else is in there? There's a few more.
All like the supermodels. Sydney Crawford.
Was Wild on 90s?
Ooh.
Yeah, Brooke Burke. Yeah. Yeah, that was 90s for sure.
Oh, I was thinking of Wild Things, the movie. No. That also, that could just have its own, like those two making out Denise the champagne Richards. Bottle could be its own monument.
Yeah. All right, so that's Pam Anderson. So the 2000s, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that it was like the pop queen era right there.
That's
Jessica Simpson when she was hot.
Jessica Simpson, Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm. Alba. Basically everyone Jeter fucked is like the 2000s.
Yeah, 2000s I guess would be, I think 2000s are going to come down to Alba and Spears.
You got to remember Spears when she was hot. She was
the queen.
It was criminal how hot she was.
She was the
so
queen
bee. Sexy.
Until she went crazy.
That I think to me the 2000s would be the only one that's like open and shut with her. 90s, there's so many chicks you could make an argument for. 80s, I'm gonna like Vanna White would be like my 80s chick. I bet she was a 10 in the 80s. The question now is the 2010 through 15. Like who's like the dominant chick right now? Don't you say Taylor Swift?
No. I don't even know if there is one. I feel like there was back then because there were so many less forms of media. Like the queen got crowned.
Yeah.
Like now you have like your Instagram queen and you're
like
fucking
2010 to 15 could easily like the hottest chicks I've seen have been like Instagram sluts, like no names.
And then you got your movie stars and you got your pop stars. Like in like back then it was like the media was just one thing, so everyone kind of came to a head. Now there's just so many different sources. I don't know who the fuck you'd say. Like right now it's Charlotte McKinney. That girl's killing it.
Yeah, but there's no way she deserves to be on a level of Pam Anderson. You know what
it's
I mean?
You know who it is? You're going to get so upset. It's Kate Upton.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. I would have no problem with Upton from 2010. If she was
but
still
it
that
is.
Hot, she could be that girl. But
she's, oh, it's Upton.
Yeah.
It's
she's Upton. The one, like...
He's done the movies.
Transcendent. Yeah. I watched The Other Woman the other day. I actually was pissed because... So I watched The Other Woman.
That movie
just
sucked.
So bad. And I love bad movies. Like I usually just feel bad saying a movie sucked because I know so many people worked hard on it and stuff. That movie fucking sucked.
So people don't realize, like, the day of a blogger, from 4 to 6, that's, like, my only time off. Because then 6 starts and then all the sports start, so you're back on. So I always watch, like, HBO or whatever. I watched The Other Woman. I bailed on it a half hour early because I was like, this is the worst movie ever. Then I woke up and I was like, I really want to know how that ended. And I was so pissed at myself and caught it again the next day. So
you got it.
Yeah.
You know what I don't get
broken post classic.
Is they keep all the Upton shots on the beach, they're like slow-mo close-ups of her ass.
Yeah.
Don't
not her
please
good.
Show me your ass.
Hey, speaking of which, John, you finally saw The Heat. Can you give me what you thought?
That was pretty fucking funny, Dan.
Pretty fucking funny, dude.
I thought Melissa funny. McCarthy worked it. She was that wheelhouse McCarthy.
Pretty fucking funny.
I stumbled across it the other day, and I didn't have time to watch it. And I was like, but I wanted to. That's how sick it was. I was like, I kind of want to see The Heat now, just see what all the talk is about.
Yeah, you should. It's on demand. I watched it on demand. I didn't watch it on a regular time thing. You should check it out on demand. It's worth a look.
John, not to go off rails here, but when she throws the phone book at the guy, like that, I mean, that was fucking awesome. Like, come on.
The whole thing? Her just swearing like a sailor. Every time she said fuck, I was laughing.
I now get it, so Stoolies, like, alert me. It's almost like the end of a game alert when a game's close. I get an alert every time the Heat's on. just like massive amounts of tweets being like, the heat's on, the heat's on. And I'll usually watch it.
Hey, John, you ever wonder why razors are so expensive? Have you?
Sure. Every day, Kev.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. In case you don't know, it's because razors are loaded up with too much shave technology. The vibrating handle, 19 blades, a laser pointer, a compass, a thermometer, a back scratcher. You don't need any of that, and it's not fair to pay for that stuff. I was sick of paying out of the nose for a great shave, and that's why I switched to DollarShaveClub.com. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors and grooming supplies for just a couple bucks. It's simple and smart, takes 2 minutes to get going, and then you never have to worry about razors again. DollarShaveClub.com gives you a free handle, and then they send you replacement blades for just a few bucks. You can get blades every month or every other month, and it arrives like clockwork. So stop squeezing weeks of shaves out of a dull razor. John, you're actually going to need these now that you're letting your fuzz grow in, so you should be listening. And DollarShaveClub.com blades are fantastic. You'll never get a closer shave. Upgrade to a smarter way to shave. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/sports. Shave time, shave money. DollarShaveClub.com/sports. Keep the voicemails rolling with, let's see, what's a good one here? So wait, just to sum up, we don't really know the 80s. 90s was Pam Anderson. 2000s was Britney Spears. And unfortunately, 2015's is Fatso Kate Upton. Talk about poor people.
Kate Upton actually might be more clear-cut than Spears, now that I think about
it. No, come on.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm dead serious. I think we gave other names. We can't think of another name.
That's only because of lack of competition. This is like she was a heavyweight champ at a time where boxing sucked.
She still has the belt.
Bro, Britney Spears was competing at the peak of hot chicks and still dominated.
Yeah.
She's Tyson in her prime.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that she was the more clear-cut winner. Kate Upton was the most clear-cut winner.
And also, Britney took like such a steep moment when she shaved her head, popped out a couple kids,
got crazy.
Like there was that. If you were on Britney Spears for those 10 years, that was a fucking roller coaster.
It was awesome. It was so great.
She's driving around with like kids in her lap and a champagne in her right
hand. Pants. Like, come on! All Kate Upton did was put on a few pounds. So I actually kind of agree with John here.
You guys are just chubby chasers. You're, you know, that 450-pound question, the answer is like, I would just have sex with Kate Upton, and that would fulfill all the needs right there. Fatso.
Hey, it's Corey from Arlington, Virginia. I got a roommate, and he's got a job, got a girlfriend who actually kind of lives with him, too. And he sleeps on a mattress on the floor. And I think this is the most poor person thing you can do if you're not actually poor. So I was wondering your guys' take on that, and if you disagree, what is the most poor thing that you can do when you're not actually poor? Right?
Sleeping on just a mattress when you've got a job and real money and stuff. It's a poor look. It's a poor person look for sure. When you walk in, if you open up a bedroom door and you just see like a springy mattress and nothing else, that's bad.
More than anything, having to fucking stand up off the ground every day would be just the worst.
Or get into it. You gotta like fall all the way down. Drunk, it'd be like, you know, basically just taking like a free fall to the floor. You need to have at least those metal wheels. Those things.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? You should have like a box spring. Really what's nice is like when I moved in with the chick and she had like the headboard and the wooden shit, and you have like a real bed. That's really nice. I would have never got that as like a single guy when I was first starting to work.
I will say,
but you need that level above the ground where you're not sleeping on the ground.
And I think you get like more sick if you're on the ground anyway.
There's germs all over and shit. Yeah.
I will say some chicks they have their bed like way too high. You know when you get in a bed that's way too high, it's scary. You think you're gonna fall off.
The one I'm in now, it's the opposite. I gotta like climb in. I need like a fucking grappling hook and a ladder to get in now. I get out of bed, I like fall a couple feet to the ground. It's terrible. But nothing is worse. If you just get out of school and you're making some money, you got a little bit to throw around, invest in a bed. It's just like a grown-up thing to do that I think will go a long way. If you can have a real adult bed, get it from like Bob's. It doesn't have to be fancy. But when you bring a chick home, if it's just like a box spring sitting on the floor, that's a bad, bad look.
That's my roommate Sean. That's what Sean had until I don't live with Sean anymore, but I don't know what his room's like now. But he did all last year. I mean, he has a better job than I do and makes money. And he was like, he just came down to pure laziness. Like, he was, right. The night we moved in, he was like trying to put it together. He's like, I can't fucking figure this out. And then he just left those wheels in the corner of his room for the next year. But I...
Dude, it's like, unfold, put your bed up. It's so easy to do.
It's so easy.
That, and it's not really like a poor person move, but when you have completely bare walls, it just...
Yep.
It's another thing where you're like, a chick walks in and you're just going to be considered like a dumb frat boy. Get some cheap-ass art. Just get like a one big fucking picture of the city or something that takes up like 5 feet and just put it on a wall. Makes all the difference in the world.
I have bare walls right now because I can't... I just have paintings and pictures like on the floor because I can't figure out how to fucking hang them up in brick.
Well, brick's cool though. You can have exposed brick. If I would just leave that shit up. I wouldn't even bother touching it. But if you have like, what's it called? Drywall, white walls, you look terrible.
I'll tell you what, and this might alienate me with stoolies, but this is the truth. If you have a real job and you're, I'd say more older than 25, and you drink like Natty Light as like a sipping beer, that's poor people shit.
Right. I agree.
If you're trying to get, it's different. Like if you're playing drinking games, all that shit, I'm past my Natty Light days. I'm well past that. But I can understand if you're in your 20s, you have a job, you're drinking, you're playing beer pong, whatever. But if you're like coming home, cracking open a Natty Light and sitting on the couch, that's fucking poor people shit.
Agreed. I hate the other end of the spectrum, being like a craft beer snob. But
just get Bud Light. That's all you can do.
Right.
I drink Bud Light. I'll drink like Lagunitas. You know, just regular beer. Like, I don't know. You don't have to be a crazy. You don't have to be. Just be in the middle.
That's why I just stick to Bud Light. It pretty much like it solves all your problems if you drink Bud Light.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Migs. I got a weird would you rather question. Would you rather have a random drawing of what your paycheck is for the week or a random drawing of your meals for each day? Like, basically, you randomly pick out of a hat from $1 to whatever your paycheck is every week normally, or pick out of a hat every day your meal. One could be, like, a bowl of fucking sauerkraut, which would fucking suck. Or... one day you got a fucking lobster with fucking steak. Nice fucking good meal.
All right, would you rather leave your paycheck or your food up to chance? So the way this guy frames it is from $1 to your current paycheck, you could draw out of a hat, it could be anything. Or meals, you could draw out of a hat, it could be a bowl of sauerkraut or it could be surf and turf.
Hold on. This question makes no sense. You can only get your paycheck... Like your full paycheck?
That's I was thinking it went up to like $1 million.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay, well, see, that's that. There is a problem there because my normal meal would never be surf and turf. So if the meals are going to extend to something awesome, the salary has to extend to something awesome. So let's say...
Double.
Yeah, double's a good range. It's not going to be $1 billion, but you could potentially double your paycheck. Or you could get a dollar. You're more comfortable rolling the dice with your food or your money?
I mean, you don't have to ask me. If you ever you have a chance of winning more, I'm gonna do the money thing. So that's a dumb question for me.
I'm gonna go food just because this is stuff we've been over before too. Where like I don't really like food. I don't really like is to not pass out. Like I'd probably just eat a bowl of sauerkraut. Like I don't have taste buds anymore. I think it's from chewing tobacco. I don't know, but like, I don't really taste food. So I don't really care what I'm eating. But, like, if I just had a dollar. I mean, I still live paycheck to paycheck. So, like, if I only had a dollar for the next 2 weeks, that wouldn't be good. That would make my life very, very difficult.
Yeah. I think ultimately the risk of messing with your money is way worse. Like, if you just didn't have money, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
but that moment where you're, like, starving... and you just want a dinner, and you have to eat a bowl of sauerkraut, in that moment would suck so much. It would be so brutal.
What about getting double your paycheck? That's awesome.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, yeah. So basically, I think the highs and the lows of the money blow the food out of the water. Having no cash or having double cash, It's like hitting the lottery.
Right.
It's that, it's, but that food, it would be like that in-between level where it would really fucking blow to have to eat like a bowl of fucking mayonnaise for dinner. That would suck. At that moment, you'd be like, I'll give up, you know, $500 if I don't have to eat mayonnaise for breakfast right now.
That makes me nauseous. That's like Michael Scott when he's pretending to be eating ice cream, and it's like, actually, it's mayonnaise and black olive.
I mean, that's the kind of shit we're talking about here. If you could potentially get $0, you could also potentially eat the most disgusting food. It's the two things, though,
that people... Can't you skip the meal? Like, oh, fuck it, I'll wait another 5 hours.
Right. I mean, that's probably the better bet, is to risk it. Try to get a lot of dough and don't eat. That's just basically the diet you're on right now, Fights.
Yeah.
Let me read one more ad. You guys are going to get a kick out of this one. This is something special. Fuck. Did you know that the more you use your Android phone, the more junk accumulates? Many of your favorite apps like the Facebook save all their photos, messages, browsing history, and other data directly to your phone. Your apps usually hide these things to keep them from downloading them again later, but over time, this just eats away at your disk space and can even slow down your phone. But there's an easy fix for that, AVG Cleaner. AVG Cleaner is a free app that you can download right now from Google Play. It not only cleans all the hidden junk from your phone, but it helps give you a longer battery life too. That's right, AVG Cleaner not only gives you back disk space, but also improves your battery life, and it does all of this for free. What more do you want in a free app? It already has millions of downloads on Google Play, and because it comes from a company like AVG, you know it works. So go to Google Play and search for AVG Cleaner, then download it and use it. Your Android phone or tablet will be cleaner and running more smoothly in no time, and you'll get more out of your battery too. AVG Cleaner, download it now for free. That's AVG Cleaner. All right, we'll do a couple more voicemails, and then we'll wrap it up for the week. Let me see. I want to make it a good one, the last couple. Working with one arm here is just killing me. I wish this upon no man, Dan. I wish this upon no man.
I don't know why you got surgery anyway.
Yeah, it was stupid of me. I know. I mean, I still got my hopes of making it to the majors. I really wouldn't do it, except it's dislocated on me like 6 times this year. I can't just like constantly have my arm falling out of the socket. It's a little bit of an inconvenience.
Yeah, I guess. But you also could have played it off for the rest of your life. Been like, oh yeah, I can't carry that. I can't do that. I can't help you.
Well,
like,
That was going to happen. So I was like, I think I have to fix this if I want to be like a functioning adult male.
That was stupid of you. You just had a pass for like the rest of your life.
Let's talk about some snow and Portnoy's car.
Hey, fellas. Question for you based off of that rundown. Would you shovel Dave's car if you knew there was a 20% chance that you got to have sex with the woman of your choice? If not 20%, what percent would it be?
All right, shovel Portnoy's car. We saw a few stoolies the other day dug his car out. I need to clarify here. Were those guys like snow shovelers? Like they have like a little company that they or were they just like bros who wanted to?
No. They're I'm actually probably gonna call them tomorrow.
Just
to hire them.
That changes everything, by the way. I thought these were just like some bros who lived on the block and were like, let's go shovel out Portnoy's car. If you're snow shovelers and you're going to get paid and shit, it's a totally different story. I would never have called those guys losers. If you're just randomly digging out Prez's car because you're like a Boston guy, you're the biggest loser on earth. I don't think there's any percentage of the ability to sleep with the woman of my choice that I would shovel out Dave's car for him.
What?
I think that the... having Dave hold it over my head that I was his peasant shoveling out his car is not worth any sex with anybody on the planet Earth for me. That's how much I can't stand Dave holding it over my head.
That's so wrong. Dude. And again, this is another question where it's a gamble and I'll take it. I don't care.
No. It's not a gamble.
Get what you're saying.
It's like, okay, do you want to, it's like you'll just let Dave give you shit for the rest of your life about a ultra embarrassing moment to have sex with a chick.
And but everyone else will know, right? Like, you can be like, yeah, I did it. And then I
Nobody knows. This is one of those secret things. How about that?
Well, that's different.
Well, can I secretly shovel his car out without him knowing it was me?
No. No, yeah? I'm making the rules. Why not? Listen, nobody knows. You're just a bro who's like, I shoveled out Dave's car because he's the man.
You're not like us?
You're us. Jesus Christ, with the fucking questions today.
Well, it changes it.
Unbelievable.
You're just a random bro. Who the fuck cares? No one knows.
But I'm saying you have the mentality of like, I'm just going to shovel out Dave's fucking car because he's, you know, guarding the wall and he's the man. And then for the rest of your life, you'd be like, I'm the king and you're the peasant. And that's why you do my bitch work. Also, you could like stick your dick in a Victoria's Secret model for 50 seconds. No way.
Well, it changes too because like you legitimately hate Dave.
What? You guys don't? What, are you guys going to tell me you like Dave?
I'm like, I go back and forth, you know? Like, it depends.
Dude, there's no way I would ever allow myself to be at Dave's mercy like that. All for some pussy. No way. So you guys would just be like, yeah, I'll sit there and I'll shovel out Dave's, like, you know, 4 feet of snow for a 1 in 5 chance that you'll have sex with
Dave. Gamble.
Well, it's a 1 in 5?
Yeah, it's a 20% chance.
Oh.
So you have an 80% chance of not even hooking up with this chick.
I thought it was like, I finished shoveling, I go inside, I crack a cold one, and she's on the couch.
That is a different story because walking, that moment you finish shoveling is just the greatest feeling in the world.
Oh, there's nothing better.
Nothing better, except if it's like blizzarding and you know you're going to be out there like another hour.
Again.
But that moment when you're done, if you could crack a beer and bang a Victoria's Secret model, I'll consider it then. But a 20% shot and a 100% shot of Dave being a dick forever, you guys are crazy.
He would be. I remember one time when this perfectly kind of says how Dave will hold things over your head. One time it was when I first started working here, and Gaz just like something broke on the road, like in normal wear and tear, like a camera,
right?
Like a $1,500, $2,000 camera broke, like in the back of the truck or something. Like it got hit on stage. I forget exactly what happened, but it wasn't like negligence. It broke during something would fucking break during like a blackout tour. Like it broke in that kind of fashion. And Gaz just bought the new camera just so Dave wouldn't give him shit. Just didn't tell Dave and just bought a new like $1,500, $2,000.
Out of his own pocket. He was like,
His own pocket just so Dave like wouldn't yell at him.
Exactly.
And in 3 years be like, oh yeah, no, just get another $2,000 camera. Because he would do that. In 3 years, he would do that.
100%. Every winter for the rest of your life, when his car was snowed in, he'd take a picture and tweet it at you and be like, hey, bitch boy, come over here and shovel out my car because you did that one time. That is – anybody signing up for that for any reason who works at Barstool, I question their intelligence. That is insane. One more and we'll call it a day.
Yo, it's Mikey Fresh. My question for you guys, coming off of President's blog about would you rather be Bob Kraft or Handsome Hank? You go with which Barstool blogger would you most rather be right now? Would you be Prez? Millions of internet dollars. You have all these championships, but you have a hunchback, bald spot, soldier sold to the devil. Do you want to be Hank with your whole life ahead of you? Do you want to be, I don't know, Nate getting pussy down in Washington, D.C. by watching those dogs? Who knows? Who do you guys most want to be?
All right, people love these, you know, Barstool blogger hypotheticals, switching places. I really just wanted to bring this up just because the more and more I think about the fact that it was a legitimate question, Hank or Bob Kraft.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't. But, like, it was enough to pose it on the blog. Obviously, if push comes to shove, you're going to be the billionaire Bob Kraft. But the fact that you could, like, make an argument for fun.
I'm not going to be that. But I'm just saying it's not Hank specific for me. It's just being a 21-year-old.
Yeah, but you got to admit that Hank, 21-year-old Hank, has got a pretty sweet setup where he's like...
Well, oh, he certainly does.
Yeah.
And if I could choose to be any 21-year-old, Hank's definitely up there.
Right.
But I'm just saying in that debate, like, Kraft would give 50 years off his life.
So you think Kraft would switch?
No, I don't. Because nothing's guaranteed. If you're Kraft, you're guaranteed that you're rich and you own the Patriots. And yeah, you might die in 15 years. But if you're 21, who's to say you don't fucking, you know, accidentally knock up a chick when you're 22, have a shit job you hate, and just despise your life?
Speaking of, by the way, I've been meaning to have a talk with Hank about, like, do not let that happen. That's the only thing that can derail the Hank train.
I've always been scared that I'm going to be, like, the first one to have a kid.
Holy shit. How funny would it be?
I've always been terrified of that.
Dude, that is the one thing that can slow down the Hank train. And
Not that I have, like, more sex or anything like that. I just, like, I've always been really scared that, like, it's just because I've always been the one who's single. Like, everyone else has always had a girlfriend. I've always been, like, I'm going to be the one who fucking gets someone pregnant.
And you know what the worst part about that would be? Is like, I'm assuming all of us, maybe not everybody, but you know, it's common at this point for maybe you have a friend who had a baby by accident, like didn't want it. And everybody in the crew is kind of like, they know it and he knows it, but you kind of just don't talk about it, right? If a Barstool blogger, like if Feitelberg all of a sudden had to be like, I'm going to be a dad, the whole world would be like, ah, Feitz doesn't want that baby. Oh, shit. He's going to hate that kid. He's going to despise that kid. That would be the worst situation ever.
Because you can't just, be like, right.
Don't ask, don't tell. Have a kid, Feitz.
It'd be the worst, man. I might just get snipped. Just go the rear admiral route.
Yeah, man. For those people who don't know the story, a few years ago, we all went to a Celtics game, all the bloggers, for a holiday party. And it was the first time I ever met Rear Ads face-to-face. I'd say maybe within 6 minutes of the conversation, he told me that I should get a vasectomy and don't have children. All in that perfect Barstool Boston Rear Ads voice. It was absolutely magical. Just get a fucking vasectomy. Oh, nice to finally meet you too, man. I've argued with you on Twitter about hockey. Yeah, all right. So, I mean, I guess, you know, if you're going to switch bloggers, who are you going to switch with, Dan?
Oof. Probably Dave, just because he fucking owns the thing.
Straight moolah, baby. Cash.
I mean, it's not even moolah. It's more like...
Control, power.
You never have to, like... I mean, you know, Kevin and I are getting to the age where it's like, all right, well, we probably can't be smut bloggers forever. This is all Dave has, so I think he can be a smut blogger forever. I think he's going to try. He's definitely going to try to be a smut blogger forever. Like, that's for sure. Remember when Dave was saying... like 3 years ago, that he was like going to transition and stop blogging as much.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
Never.
So
anybody who believes that, that bridge is still, yeah. Fight, who you switching with?
I don't know. I think, where's that echo from? I think, I mean, I like you guys. I think it was going to stay me. I don't know if there's anyone I really want to switch with.
Well, I mean, I understand that because. I probably would pick you. I would, if I could be like a single dude in Boston as a Barstool blogger, younger again, yeah. It would probably be Feitelberg.
Yeah.
I also think in some weird, strange little bubble of a way, Big Daddy Trent probably lives like the life out in Iowa. I feel like he, like for what he knows, you know what I mean? Like if I could get in.
Kevin, I'm not going to fucking Iowa.
No, but you're thinking of yourself as like.
No.
It depends on if you know your life.
No. Because
I guarantee you, Big Daddy has no idea about anything else, and he's like the man amongst all his like.
I don't think Barstool's that huge in Iowa.
I think he probably his money goes a lot further because there's nothing to fucking do out there.
He's probably a fucking celebrity.
But
that's my point. I feel like even though Barstool might have caught on a little in Iowa, people are still like, "What? Like, oh, you're that guy who plays on the internet all day."
I'm
out there farming and killing the fields.
People are real impressed with that in Iowa.
It's like, I don't think so. I don't think people are impressed with the internet in Iowa.
I shuck corn every day, and there's this guy on the newfangled internet over there.
No, they're scared of that. They burn witches like that. Trent could be stoned one day.
All right, my answer would be Feitelberg. We all know Hank Train.
But there's definitely no one else I'd switch with. Like I said, I like you guys just fine. But the only person I'd switch with, I guess, would be Dave. But I don't want to be old and married, so like, I guess I'd have to just stay myself. I'm not moving laterally. I'm not gonna go to my same position and just have a live-in girlfriend.
You also are in the Boston market. You're like, you could be a young Dave, like if he but he's never going to fucking stop.
I love this, like, we give the hypothetical and Feitelberg just elects not to participate. It's like, I'm not going to do it.
Me, myself.
Yeah.
Who are we going to say? Who's better? Like, who?
Who's better than me? Who's better than Feitelberg? Nobody's better than Feitelberg.
I stopped myself. I didn't finish the word. I didn't mean to say it like that. I just meant, like, what am I going to move to New York and move in with my girlfriend? Or move to Chicago and move with my girlfriend? Or move to New York and move my girlfriend with K. Marco? Where am I going to go?
Yeah, by the way, I mean, the sheer number of girlfriends in this goddamn network, we're all doing it wrong. Everybody's doing it wrong, except for, like, Fights and Hank. And Gaz. Gaz life.
I don't want to be fucking Gaz.
Gaz. Fuck Gaz.
Fuck Gaz is right.
That's Snake. He's been a snake.
He's such a snake.
He snaked Hank so fucking bad. Like, that was... That's so underrated that he snaked him like that.
Just digging up that email, you mean? Oh.
I saw that, and I was like, I was just immediately like, this is. I didn't even see the part where Dave said, "Gaz just sent this to me," and I was like, "Gaz just fucking sent this."
Yo,
to me.
and that's almost like when Dave blogged Nate's texts or DMs or whatever. Like, I start running through my head. I'm like, there's been so many emails I've sent. We're breaking code here. Anybody can get burned like that. We should have, like, a ceasefire on digging up old emails and texts and stuff like that. It ain't right. Nobody deserves to be aired out like that.
No, it's not. I'm in total agreement with that, Kevin.
And even Nate was like, it was, I agree with you, Kevin, but Nate was sent to Dave and I, and it was like, look, here it is in your face. Gaz went. You know what the problem is? He doesn't have enough to do.
Yeah, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a real job. So he's like, yeah, like, what can I do today? Let me dig up old emails.
Whose life can I fuck today?
All right, we'll wrap it up. KFC Radio, Valentine's in the books. See you guys next week.
Hey.
All right.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com?
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feitelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.